Welcome to Lacrosse and Sport, the podcast for the fastest game on 2 feet and America's fastest growing sport. Here are your hosts, Roger Welton and Steve Jordan.
Friendly hello to all of the lacrosse lovers of the world. Welcome to Lacrosse and Sport, coming to you with my co-host, Steve Jordan from California. My name is Roger Welton. Good evening to you, Steve.
And a good evening to you, Roger Welton. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. So just full disclosure, everyone, we attempted this episode last week, and our software failed. So apologies for not getting this out, but this is a really important topic. And this is really within Steve's wheelhouse in terms of his what he does for a living, which is it doesn't involve just making beautiful people. It involves making people that are high-performance athletes, but also injury prevention is a huge part of what you do, Steve. So we're talking about the female athlete and why they seem to be predisposed to, I was going to say CCL, because my dog brain was on. It's called the CCL in dogs, ACL tears. So with no further ado, Steve, let's talk about females. And first of all, is this a real thing? Do we see really the statistic I read is that they're 5 times more likely to have a non-contact related pivot type ACL injury than a male. This is actually true?
That is true, Raj. You know, statistically finding, you know, in current research over the past few years, women are definitely more prone to the injury because of an innate genetic makeup that women have that men do not, and that is the ability to give birth. And when women give birth, when they go through puberty, the hips grow, which changes the angle from the hips to the knee to the ankle, otherwise known as the Q angle, which anybody with a right mind or an ability to see symmetry, you're going to see that is an asymmetrical load causing stress, an undue stress to the knee, especially for individuals who are more active than the other counterparts who are not.
So in that regard, so it's the post-pubescent female that's going to be more likely to have these injuries, not the pre-pubescent?
That's correct. So if you look at somebody like a female athlete prior to today, it's a little iffy. There's a lot of girls hitting puberty really young, but I'm gonna throw it out there at like 12 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. If you look at the female athlete prior to 12, you know, typically they have a very symmetrical body, where if you were to have them stand straight, you would see a straight line going from the ankle to the knee to the hip up through the shoulders. Now go from 12, you know, 13 years of age to 18 years, 19 years of age, you're going to see, you know, I don't know the statistic, but I would say probably 7 out of 10 girls, 8 out of 10 girls that have an angle that is wider at the hips, more narrow at the knees and the ankles, which causes any type of movement, whether it be forward or back running, lateral running, and especially pivoting, a much greater demand on the knee. The knee joint is really a simple joint. It's a hinge, like the hinge to your door.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So it only opens and closes. It may have a little bit of degree of freedom to rotate, but once you put that stress on it, it's going to weaken, and then over time it will break down and you get the ACL injury and tear, sprain. And an ACL is an anterior cruciate ligament. It's a connective tissue. It keeps bone and bone together.
Right. So it's the main stabilizing ligament within the knee. It prevents the tibia or shin bone from wanting to jut forward. And certainly without it, when it's injured, it's not uncommon to see people, you know, just suddenly just take a step and lose their footing because their tibia juts forward. Yes. Obviously it's a very painful injury. So we have this higher incidence in females. So statistically that's proven, you're telling me. And the reality of it is, though, is there anything to be done? I mean, you're a female, so you're just kind of going to live with the fact that you're five times more likely to tear this thing, and so be it? You roll the dice, or what can we do about this?
There's so much you can do. And
okay, let's talk about it. I have a daughter.
Yes, and this is
prepubescent, thankfully, but
this,
one day.
This is my wheelhouse, and this is where, you know, I turn it on. I work with a variety of clients, and I've worked with professional athlete, female professional athlete, Olympic athlete, to even younger athletes and everybody in between. And the one thing, regardless of wherever you are, whoever you are, at what level you're at, I always start people in an area of training called foundation training. Okay, it's an area of training where you're building the mind-muscle connection and building the coordination between muscles and ligaments and bones and the nervous system. It's like if you first started to run, you wouldn't run backwards or you wouldn't run sideways. You would run forward, and you would build up the ability to start changing direction and move in different directions. You have to start simple and then build a complex. Where I find today more and largely due to social media, people look at people doing a variety of movements, exercises, conditioning programs that are a level or levels way above their ability. And it causes them and it increases their ability or increases their risk of injury. So that foundation training is essential, and that's the area that is very overlooked or people don't know about it. And that's, in my opinion, the most important phase for any training program at any level, no matter where you're at in your level of conditioning. And that's something that needs to be done. Those type of training or that type of training is even done when the athlete is conditioned prior to playing. You can call it AKA a warm-up. It's ability to get muscles activated, get the nervous system and the muscular system coordinated, get them firing in the right direction and at the right time. You'll watch athletes for 20, 30 minutes warming up and going through a routine, a sequence, a program that they do. Now, again, social media is creating and I'm not downplaying on social media. I think there's a great benefit to it. But often people don't see it from the big picture. They see just little segments. What happens is the warm-up, people want variety, and their warm-ups don't become systematic or their programs don't become systematic. They start cherry-picking and they start doing a whole bunch of things. Well, I actually have a quote today this week on my board in my fitness studio that says, repetition is the mother of all skill. So you have to do things over and over again to get proficient and get great at them. So I've got a program on my site that's specific for lacrosse players called LaxFit. And it's meant for the male and female athlete at any age and at any level to start building that foundation for preconditioning, in-season conditioning, and post-conditioning. It can be done at any time of the year for that athlete to build that foundation that I just emphasized. Also, that's a cost to that program. However, I'm offering on my site at the SteveJordanFitness.com site, where you go into the online training, you go into LaxFit, you'll see right at the top there is a free ACL injury assessment, right? So you can actually do something prior to even exercising or doing the foundation training or injuring yourself to know whether you are at higher risk. And that's for both male and females. It's two tests that you can do at home. All you need is a video or a camera that most people have on their phones now, and you would video or take a picture or have somebody else take a picture of yourself doing these two exercises, and I give you an ability to grade yourself from 1 to 5 on that program to see whether or not you are at high risk. 5 high risk, 1 low risk. If you're a 3, you have a moderate risk, and I still recommend the program. Along with that assessment, I've offered the ability to do a 2-day program that is very similar to the LaxFit program, very similar to what I would do with a lot of my athletes in my studio or other clients, that you can do at home with no equipment to start building that foundation. Those exercises are great if you do them alone. However, if you want a full benefit and a full program, I highly recommend the LaxFit. So these are this is a great way to start to prevent and even recover from an ACL injury, because there may be people out there who are listening that have had ACL injuries. And either one, I would recommend male or female to do this program.
No, that's awesome. And, you know, the awareness became really big just recently in my community, because thankfully we had a physical therapist by the name of BJ Balgo, whose daughter became quite a good lacrosse player, became very into the sport. And she's now graduated, but, you know, she's coming into the sport now as a freshman. And they had a coach that, you know, was a great girls lacrosse coach, but he's no longer there. But BJ was cringing as he's watching the training routines of these girls. He's watching them basically train them like boys, you know, going through basically the same dynamic stretches and, you know, running the suicides and doing all the stuff that, because, you know, the gentleman had a great deal of experience in the girls game, and that was his focus at this point in his life, what he wanted to coach. But he came from the boys game, you know, he was converted from the boys game, so he was used to coaching boys and basically trained the girls like boys. And you know, BJ came in and actually luckily changed hearts and minds, and has changed a lot of things on how we do things, because he was very passionate about preventing these injuries, because he was seeing one to two girls a season tear their ACLs. That's insane. It's absolutely insane. So you know, he's become part of the organization now, where as a physical therapist, he's coming in and doing like 30-minute sessions pre-practice to make sure that all of those proper warm-ups are done to prevent these injuries. But it's amazing that I will bet you we're one in a sea of many programs and communities that really don't understand this awareness, and these poor girls are suffering from it and experiencing these injuries.
That's right, Raj. You know, the prevalence of injuries is increasing as the individuals are finding that movement is necessary, right? And they're becoming more active, AKA the weekend warrior. However, they're less sedentary during the week, right? So you have these kids that are sitting down more in school. The demands of school are longer, harder. So they got to do more homework, and they play video games, or they're just sitting around with friends, having coffee, you know, using, you know, their smartphones. Unlike when we were growing up, we were out playing, running, jogging, sprinting, turning, playing, you know, monkey in the middle and riding bikes and doing all different kind of crazy things that allowed our bodies to develop in ways. And we've had an episode before in the past, like the advantage or disadvantage of the multi-sport player. And we both agreed that the multi-sport player was at an advantage for these very reasons. So, you know, it's become a crisis. There's actually a book that I had in my library that I pulled out before this podcast called The Knee Crisis.
Oh, wow.
And it's the Knee Crisis Handbook, and it's Understanding Pain, Preventing Trauma, Recovering from Injury. An amazing book that I bought for my library because it is very prevalent. I would say that 8 out of 10 people, 7 out of 10 people that I deal with of all walks of life have had or have some type of knee issue or discomfort or pain. And typically, always, I can help them with the exercises that are found in the program that I offered earlier.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, you know, as I said, I have a daughter, and, you know, Scarlett and her little physique, she's got this little Olympic athlete physique. She's very powerful in the legs and the calves and her glutes. She's just got this powerful little sprinter's physique, you know. And
yeah,
it's funny because every time I take her, you know, she's doing some personal training now. You know, she's 7, but she loves it.
That's great.
Yeah, she does speed.
Never
agility.
Too young. Never too young. If you can do it, do it.
Oh yeah, and she absolutely loves it. And so she does speed and agility with, you know, our friend Edwin Jimenez at Empire Sports. So she's doing that there. And today she just started with the personal trainer at the gym for the strength and core side of it, right? And it's funny, both trainers had noted, wow, she's got this very athletic, very powerful type of physique, but she's probably the very athlete that's going to stress the heck out of her knees one day. So you know, the awareness cannot start too young. Our mutual friend Rob Thomas, his daughter, she had just gotten a full scholarship to play lacrosse at Tennessee Wesleyan, And 1 week later, she blows her ACL. You know, case in point. Case in point.
Tough. You know, that's a tough blow. But you can. The good news is, you can recover from it. There are actually players out there. I've worked with a few clients of mine that work and train at pretty high levels that actually don't have an ACL. They opted out of the surgery for the time being in hopes that maybe there's a less invasive surgery or another way, another methodology that takes them less time to recover. So, or they just, you know, they felt that at the point where they are in their life, they didn't need it. So the point being is that you can fully recover from an ACL injury. However, you are more susceptible to another ACL injury or of some other injury elsewhere of the knee. The knee has a lot of ligaments and cartilage and other types of translating factors that you need to be able to be considered of.
Oh yeah, I mean there's stress on that joint in every direction.
Right? Yeah.
So I'm sure you come across meniscal tears, the cartilaginous padding that basically pads the joint. There's a medial and a lateral. I guess they commonly tear their medial meniscus.
Yes.
But in Leanna's case, she tore her meniscus and blew out her knee. But Leanna Thomas, you will be happy to know, is fully recovered and playing lacrosse as we speak at Tennessee Wesleyan. She got she basically blew through the surgery with flying colors, the rehab. She just was an accelerator, I think partially because she's so fit, was very helpful, very muscular physique. And so she actually was ahead of the curve in her recovery. Doesn't hurt that Rob Thomas's best buddy is BJ Palgo, who's a physical therapist, so he's working with her. And you know, like you said, it's a very, very recoverable injury. She did obviously have it fixed. She's going to be playing at the Division II college level, and from all accounts, she hasn't missed a step. So that's wonderful to report. But better she didn't have it happen in the first place, right?
Definitely, prevention is the key. We want to make sure that we prevent before it even happens. You hit a key point earlier in what you just said about she recovered because she was physically fit. Everything that we do, we should be preventative. You know, exercise, the performance training that we do to play lacrosse at a higher level and better is all preventative as well. I mean, you know, I've had a lot of injuries. You've had injuries. And because of our fitness foundation, again, going back to that word foundation, it's not just physically fit, but mentally fit. Because we pushed ourselves through uncomfortable situations on our own without anybody telling us to do it, we got to a point where we were able to look at the situation or situations and see that this breakdown that is occurring can lead to a breakthrough and a discovery and a opportunity to grow and learn to do things better.
Yeah, and case in point, I read recently on the Bleacher Report about LeBron James. He is still able to play, God, more minutes than most guys his age because they absolutely need him, especially now that he lost his point guard. But I read that he spends $300,000 a year on his body.
Easily.
Just constant therapy, constant innovative techniques to keep his joints and his muscles young and supple and it's incredible. I mean, you look at it's not just the lack of injury. And I'm going to knock on wood here because the last thing I want to see is LeBron get hurt. He's so fun to watch. He's so important for basketball. But you look at like Michael Jordan at his age, probably didn't have access to this kind of innovation, right? Things were a lot different in the 90s. Michael Jordan was already slowing down a bit. He had to change his game. He wasn't high flying. You know, Air Jordan, he was now pulling up jumpers. He was getting his teammates involved more. He was hitting three-pointers. He was still incredible in winning championships, but not the same acrobat that he was. LeBron hasn't changed his game. He's that same, you know, just
very aggressive.
Aggressive, tough. You know, I don't remember the championship they last won when I can't get the image out of my head, when he's running behind, he's trailing a player who's just about to go up for an easy layup, and he just stuffs him at the backboard. Do you remember that? It was just incredible, the amount of air.
So I've seen him do that
catch.
For sure.
Yeah, it's just incredible. You know,
well, you know, what's more is even greater demands on the body is not the takeoff for the jump with the land. It's the landing.
Landing.
You know, that
deceleration.
The landing, the force, the deceleration. And that, my friends, is where the injury occurs. It's the inability to decelerate and stabilize and change direction. Those are very fine tuned motor skills that occur in milliseconds. And you have to practice those. If you don't have that practice of changing direction, of slowing down, that's why drills like the 5-10-5 drill or cone drills are really important, or ladder drills. Those are really important in some preconditioning as well. Yeah, yes, no doubt.
So where can you please, for our listeners, just repeat one more time where they can go to get that the ACL program that you said is doesn't carry a fee with it, but also the LaxFit program?
Yeah, absolutely. It's stevejordanfitness.com, and you'll see on the tabs, the second tab over from the home, it's online training. If you click on that tab, you'll see a drop-down menu and LaxFit. Click on LaxFit. You'll go into that page, and you'll see the entire program, what it's all about, and then you'll see the ACL tab there for injury prevention. Click there for free. You'll get your free assessment and free two-day training program.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, let's keep our ladies free. Steve, thank you for all of the insight on this topic. It was most enlightening.
My pleasure. And looking forward to hearing back from anybody that has success with the program. We'd like to spread the word and share that experience so that others are also preventing and being inspired by your success.
That sounds like a great plan. Well, Lax on, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another episode, and we will be talking to you soon.